Texans rallied against the redistricting map at the state capitol Wednesday. Inside the House chamber, the House approved a new Trump-backed congressional redistricting map on a party-line vote of 88 to 52. Republican State Representative Todd Hunter wrote the controversial legislation.
The underlying goal of this plan is straightforward: improve Republican political performance.
Debate was heated, with Democrats trying to slow the process with amendments, which failed given the Republican majority. With Democratic lawmakers back in town, Republicans have the quorum they need to act on the plan, and they're serious about keeping tabs on the Democrats, threatening to arrest any who try to leave. Democrat Gina Hinojosa posed a question to the Republican House Speaker during floor debate.
If I attempt to leave this floor today with this call of the House on me, why am I not protected from arrest by Article 3, Section 14 of the Texas Constitution that prohibits the arrest of members during the legislative session?
That is a hypothetical and general question. As previously stated, the chair declines to answer those.
The Texas vote was a victory for Republicans, but California Governor Gavin Newsom wants to neutralize that victory with a Democratic move in California to create 5 Democratic congressional seats to balance the 5 new Republican seats in Texas. Newsom spoke at a press phone call Wednesday, defending California's move by blasting the Texas action.
This is the ultimate wake-up call, trying to rig this election before one vote is even cast, before 2026. And so those that may have been holding out hope that some of this was anomalous and this recklessness was temporary, I think now deeply understand what's at stake.
Newsom was joined on the call by several Democratic leaders. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey says this is a time to fight.
Because Donald Trump is not playing by the rules. He's not honoring our democratic traditions. This is not a difference of right or left. This is indeed a difference of right or wrong.
Texas State Representative Nicole Collier also joined the press call, phoning in from a restroom in the Texas State House as the lawmakers there were in session.
These are the most segregated maps that have been presented in Texas since the 1960s. The most segregated. And remember, these maps in Texas have been challenged in court for violating our Constitution every single decade. And this decade, and well, this mid-decade, which is unusual, is no different.
She had more to say, but at one point she had to suddenly bow out of the press call.
Sorry, I have to leave. They said it's a felony for me to do this. Apparently, I can't be on the floor or in the bathroom.
That drew outrage from Senator Booker.
And first of all, let me tell you something. Representative Collier in the bathroom has more dignity than Donald Trump in the Oval Office.
There you go.
That is outrageous. What they're trying to do right there is silence an American leader, silence a Black woman. And that is outrageous. And I hope everybody took note of that. The fact that she can't even let her voice be heard is freaking outrageous.
It is.
And this is what we're fighting for here. This is ultimately what this is about.
The Texas legislature has one more vote before sending the redistricting legislation to the governor. California's redistricting plan is also expected to pass, given the Democratic majorities here. That will send the plan to voters in a November 4th special election. Other red and blue states are also considering redistricting plans, though Texas and California are the 2 big players with lots of seats at stake. All of this leading up to next year's congressional elections that will determine the fate of President Trump's final years in the White House. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.